97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, 3:48. There was an interesting moment, Andrew, in the presser today when Jeff McClain. Here's the backdrop of this whole thing. Everybody who is in the media who works and covers the Eagles can't stand the fact that that a part-time media member and full-time water boy is on the sidelines reporting for the radio broadcast. And this part-time radio host who has a one-hour show on some other station on like 5 a.m. on a Saturday apparently reported that Alshon Jeffrey was the mole. So I guess that rankles people who are covering the team who don't like the guy anyway. And so McClain tried to cause a little stir with Doug in the press conference by addressing it, right? We have it? All right, let's hear it.
There was a report that Alshon Jeffrey was the one and I was opposed to ESPN. Number one, is that true?
I think that was last week's news, so I'm not going to comment on that. I don't know.
And I don't know. Number two, the person who reported it doesn't technically work for the Eagles, but he's on the sideline of the Eagles, flies the Eagles. There's a Super Bowl ring given to him by the Eagles. Are we to assume just because he reported that, that is something the Eagles wanted out there? And that you guys know?
I don't know. That we know?
Yeah. He's fine.
No. I mean, it has nothing to do with the Buffalo Bills this week or the Dallas Cowboys, so I'm not going to answer those comments. I'm not going there.
He didn't know what to say, and I don't know why the question was asked, actually, other than they have an axe to grind with this guy that's on the sidelines and who likes to think he's part of the team and like is used to getting people water, team members, since his high school days. I don't understand like the point of it. If you got a problem with the guy, go up to him. Go up to him. You know, and bark in his face if you got a problem. Now, he's making the connection that this particular guy works for the team, and so therefore that comment that he put out there about Alshon being the mole is actually endorsed by the team. That's what he's trying to say, right? But it's just, it's like a, I don't know, it's like they have an axe to grind because of that. Like, I don't know what the point of it was. But the Super Bowl ring, I can tell you, he purchased it himself.
Is that right?
Yeah, he didn't get a ring. He bought it. That's how pathetic of what we're talking about here. Plus, he doesn't get paid for being on the sidelines.
So is that
he just likes to be there to be included. That's how pathetic what we're talking about, the level of patheticness that we're talking about here.
So is that where the justification comes in for reporting? Well, because he doesn't get paid to be there? Do you know what I mean?
He's not really a member of the team, and it's not endorsed by the team, whatever he says. But he likes to think he's part of the team. And I don't know. You can judge for yourself somebody who would actually buy a Super Bowl ring thinking he was part of it. I'm beyond